The Choirs of Angels, excerpts from The Holy Angels, written by Reverend R. O. Kennedy, Neil Obstadt, Timotheus O'Keefe, S.J., Imprimatur, Henricus Edrardus, 1887. The Heavenly Choirs. It is with joy that a person turns from questions of such intense pain as those regarding hell, to speak about a subject of such beauty and attraction as the nine choirs of angels in heaven. Yet, in the former subject, Scripture was more explicit and more plain than in the latter. The reader must, moreover, be prepared to enter into deep and mystical discussions, yet ones which are extremely lovely in their suggestiveness, when we come to analyze the first and most sublime handiwork of the omnipotent Creator. Father Faber says, "It would be long to recount all the marvels which theology teaches of the holy angels, of the might of their power, the breadth of their intelligence, and the fervor of their love. They are our elder brothers, the earlier family of God. The various kingdoms of their hierarchies lie before us in species inconceivably diversified. Their graces, their powers, their gifts, their operations, their work, all are different, the one class from the other. By them they are distinguished into hierarchies, and those again into choirs, and the choirs into species. And by them also they are grouped into congenial multitudes of similar beauty, power, and office." Question: How many choirs of angels are there? Answer: There are nine choirs of angels, distributed into three hierarchies. There are the seraphim, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2, the cherubim, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, the thrones, dominations, principalities, and powers, Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, and the virtues, archangels, and angels, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Saint Denis, the Areopagite, the Athenian disciple of Saint Paul, was the first to reckon them up, and the fathers of the church have unanimously followed him. These choirs, he states, differ in dignity and power. Now, in every well-ordered community, there must be the highest grade, the middle, and the lowest. And since these differ in dignity or grades, they are divided by theologians into three orders or hierarchies. Tradition teaches the same. St. Augustine says that there are thrones, dominations, principalities, powers, I firmly believe, and that they differ one from another, I hold as indubitably true. But what these differences are, and how great, I know not. St. Bonaventure says, "After what has been said, it still remains to be seen what does Scripture teach concerning the order of angels. In several places it lays down that there are nine orders of angels, namely, angels, archangels, principalities, powers, virtues, dominations, thrones, cherubim, seraphim. And in these orders are three triples, and in each triple three choirs, that a similitude of the sacred Trinity would be found impressed upon them. Hence, Dionysius teaches that there are three orders of angels, and he places them in triples. Three superior, he says, three inferior, and three middle. The superior, cherubim, seraphim, and thrones, the middle, dominations, principalities, powers, the inferior, virtues, archangels, angels." In the Ecumenical Council of Lateran held under Leo X, it is laid down, quote, "For when in the commencement God created heaven and earth, the heaven itself he established in three principalities, which are called hierarchies, and each of these principalities he divided into as many choirs of angels." End quote. Each hierarchy is ordained that it might lead the less dignified, which is next in order to it, towards God. This, says St. Denis, is the firmly established law of God, that the least dignified would be brought to God by means of those more highly endowed. It may come as a question to the mind of the reader, if the first in dignity lead those of the second rank or grade, and those of the middle grade the lowest, whom do the lowest lead? The answer is, as we shall see further on, they lead man. thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thus, in all its beauty, is exemplified the truth of the saying, order is heaven's first law. Question. State the division of the nine choirs into the three hierarchies or orders. Answer. St. Denis thus divides them. In the highest rank, the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones. In the middle, dominations, virtues, powers. In the lowest, principalities, archangels, and angels. Some make a change in the last. They put principalities in the middle grade and virtues in the last. There seems, however, no reason, except that it is the more common tradition of the church. The angel's country is an unknown land. Man's eye hath not seen, nor man's ear heard. And he that was rapt to the third heavens only tells us that he saw and heard things unlawful to recount. Yet man will question and surmise, and these curious searchings and pious surmises are not without their use. An order of angels is, according to St. Bonaventura, a multitude of heavenly spirits, who, on account of certain gifts of grace, have a likeness among themselves, as for instance, the seraphim, who, according to the blessed Gregory, are alike in their ardent charity, the cherubim in their wisdom, and so on. These names are given to them not for their sake, but for ours, and the individual orders are called from the gifts of grace, which they possess not exclusively, but in an excellent manner, just as men, though they possess several gifts, yet have some in a very excellent manner, and by these especially are known to the generality of their fellows. So the angels, some have some in a greater, some in a less degree, but in that heavenly land, where there is the plenitude of all good, all must have all the excellences in some degree. It appears on the testimony of authority that this distinction had place from the beginning, for it lays down the angels fell from every order or rank, and from the very highest fell Lucifer, than whom none was more dignified. It must not be concluded, however, that all angels of the one rank or order are equal. Lucifer, for instance, who was in the college of the highest, was more excellent than all his own comrades, and had he remained firm, no doubt he would have been more excellent in glory than they. It is just the same with the saints. There is the order of the apostles, the martyrs, and yet among the apostles there is also inequality, one being chief and supreme over all, so also the martyrs.